Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So Rosemary Talbot, she writes New in Cambridge. It's a blog about what's happening in the city. And she's turned her attention to how businesses are supporting the community during the current crisis. Good morning, Rosemary.
Morning, Lucy.
Good morning. So lovely morning. To speak to you, actually, because I've been obviously following you on Twitter and, you know, have obviously seen everyone just getting together, really supporting, as much as the businesses are supporting the customers, it's the customers supporting the businesses as well. Just tell us a little bit about, well, how long you've been doing your blog for, really.
Well, I started writing the New in Cambridge blog about 2.5 years ago. I just felt that, you know, Cambridge is such a dynamic city. There's new things happening all the time. Mm. Things change quite fast. And so I decided to start writing about it. So I write about events, you know, new businesses, exhibitions, anything I think people will be interested in, really, or things that interest me, and I hope they interest other people too. And then about 18 months ago, I also started a monthly events listing. Mm. And that's gone down very well too. And the blog readership, you know, comes from across the world, actually, which is really lovely.
Love it.
And had you done any, before you started doing the blog, had you done any writing previously, professionally, or...?
No, not at all.
Right.
That's the best thing about the internet. You know, you've got an idea, you can just run with it. So,
yeah.
So I guess it must have been, well, it was last week, really, when the attention really focused in on, you know, the situation as it currently is. I noticed on Twitter that there was lots of businesses going, right, we're going to change the way that we do things.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot and lot of that. So your idea, tell us about what it is now, that how your the blog that you've changed it somehow just to reflect all of this.
Yes. Well, about 10 days ago, I wrote a post, excuse me, called Quarantined in Cambridge. Just to disseminate some information about what's going on out there. And, of course, none of us could have imagined then how, you know, where we would be today. And a lot of that information in that first post is already out of date because events have moved so swiftly. I posted again midweek and looking at, you know, the support and the services that are available. And I will keep posting as news reaches me, people contact me, I keep an eye on my social media, just to put as much information as I can in one place on newincambridge.com that hopefully people will find a useful resource.
Are the businesses which you're writing about here, are they starting delivery services from scratch, or are they building up something that's already been in place? I'm thinking of the village store, fairly close to where my mother lives in Haslingfield. They've always done a delivery, but they don't, you know, really mention it. It's just, you know, they would be prepared to, you know, go across the road or wherever and, you know, take some milk or bread, because that's kind of the sort of thing that village shops do. But now there's more attention to it because obviously it's not just a few elderly people. It's well,
it's all of them.
everybody to a greater or lesser extent.
Yes, I think particularly a lot of the restaurants and cafes in Cambridge have had to scramble last week to find a completely different way of operating so that they can offer takeaway and delivery. And many of them, you know, these are wonderful indie businesses that have been created with such passion and such love by their owners, and they have had to scramble to find a new way of being. And for many of them, that for now does seem to be working, which is fantastic.
Are there any examples of ones where you've thought, wow, they've really got this right in how they're serving people?
It's slightly almost invidious to pick out one or two. Because
it's the favourite children question, isn't it, really?
Yeah, so many are working so hard, but I know, you know, Cambridge Cookery School and Bistro have worked incredibly hard to put something together, and people should check their social media to see what they are doing in terms of delivery. And Van der Lyle has teamed up with a number of other food producers. Afternoon Teas has come back, and they are doing something from their restaurant as well. So that's just a couple, but there are many, many more And they need our support now more than ever.
Absolutely. I have been like kind of just so impressed by how quickly they've, made these ideas happen and actually put them out there to start, like Vandalar, for instance. I mean, essentially, that is a fine dining sort of restaurant on Mill Road, very new business. And they are basically going to bring fine dining to you now. You can just place an order, you collect it at the door, and you take it home and just lay a tablecloth, light a candle, and try to recreate that going out experience at home. It's just fantastic.
Yes.
Rosemary, do you think that you've changed your behaviour at all? I'm figuring that you're probably the kind of person for your blog who has supported the independents anyway. But do you feel you're going to even more now?
Well, I think we're very lucky where I live, near Chesterton Road, because we have fantastic indies here anyway. We have Radmore Farm Shop, we have Wallace the Butcher, Stir Bakery, which I think is baking its socks off at the moment to keep everyone supplied with bread. So I must admit, we did tend to shop with these people before, so I haven't actually hit a supermarket since all of this started. And I just think we're very, very lucky to have these shops in the area, and they're working so hard to keep everybody supplied with food.
Yeah, very much so. So thank you for talking to us this morning. How do we find your blog for people who want to take a look and get some tips on nearby independent shops who will deliver, or do you do a collection from? What's the address for that?
The blog is at newincambridge.com. And on my About Me page, there's also details of my Twitter and Facebook. So I'm obviously sharing a lot of things that come through from indies and other shops on Facebook and on my Twitter as well. So maybe tune into those too.
That's
brilliant.
A very good idea. So New in Cambridge is the blog that we're looking for there. Rosemary, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning.
Thank you, Rosemary.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Cambridge 105 Radio.